Okay, so the first reading tonight comes from Matthew 28, and it's from 18 to the end, so you'll recognize it straight away. It's the Great Commission. It says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority and in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" So tonight what I want to do is I want to talk about the Great Commission and preparing to run Cardiff 10K, Cardiff Half Marathon, London Marathon, any kind of running event or sporting event. And I want to take the two and try to look at them alongside each other, because I think there are some real similarities between the process you go through when you're going to step out and run a 10K, for instance, and the process you go through when you're thinking about evangelism, or you're involved in evangelism, or you want to become more involved in evangelism. So step one, when you're preparing for the 10K, and I ran the 10K a few years ago, and I ran the Cardiff Half Marathon, which is fairly impressive for someone of my more robust size and strength. I thought, right, well, I really need a good pair of trainers. So I went to the running shop and I did one of those gait analysis where they make you step on a walking machine and you walk and they stand there and they look like this at your feet and the way the feet are landing. And basically the way it always turns out is you always get rinsed for a really expensive pair of trainers. Like, you walk in and you think, that's the pair I want, and they're the cheapest on the shelf. And they say, no, because of this and because of that, and because your foot turns this way, and because your heel hits at this point. You need this pair of trainers here that cost £75,000. They're not going to make you run any faster. They're not going to make it hurt any less. They're not going to make you any better in any way at all. But you still buy them because it's part of the preparation for the race. It's part of feeling right for it. Then there's the clothing, and you can spend a fortune on it, can't you, on running stuff. People buy all sorts of really, I mean, I didn't, but proper runners, buy all sorts of really expensive gear, stuff that takes the liquid away from your body and lets you breathe properly, and it's really comfortable and all that kind of stuff. Then you register for the race, and you sign up, and you pay your money, and you get your little email saying, thank you for signing up, you're definitely doing it. And then you sit there and you think, what have I done? Got a really expensive pair of trainers in the cupboard. I've got all this really expensive gear. I've signed up for the race, and now I've got to put it all on, and I've actually got to go for a run. And you sit there, and you get yourself ready. It's the same for evangelism. You sit there, and you sit in a church meeting, and you pray, and you say, right, these are the people at work that I really need to talk to. These are the people that they're questioning. They want to know. And you pray. Hopefully, you've all got a Bible. If you haven't, I'd suggest you get one. It's kind of, you know, compulsory reading material. You don't need to get like a really expensive one. You don't need a gait analysis for it. You can just go to a bookshop and buy one, or get one on your phone. You can get them for free on your phone as well, actually. You tie in with groups at your church. You get involved in a WhatsApp group. You get involved in all this sort of stuff. And then you sit there and you think, right, I'm ready. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go. I'm going to talk to these people. And that's your preparation time. That's getting yourself ready to step into it. And then we start the training. And so you start running. If you're running, training for your race, you start your running. You go out for a jog. And if it's anything like me, you feel like you're going to die. And you're sweating and you're hot. And you're thinking, this is hurting a lot. And you might run with a group of people. And then you don't run with a group of people again because you realise that a group of people are all significantly faster than you. So you just think, no, I'm going to train alone. This is best for me. This is my story. It's a lot of personal pain going on here, isn't there? So you train with a group if you're running for a race, and you start to run. And if you're taking it really seriously, you might start to tie your diet in with it. And, you know, if you're an ultra marathon runner, if you're like Philippe, for instance, there's all sorts of stuff that goes on there. Proper, like, diet and proper training. And if you're training for evangelism and you're in a church, then you want to be getting involved in, and we should be getting involved in, prayer triplets, prayer quads, accountability relationships, home groups, cell groups. Get into a routine when you read your Bible. I know for me, I do all these things. I'm involved in a prayer quad. I run a home group. I do this, I do that. But actually reading my Bible is the one bit that sometimes I find I don't do as much of, and it's probably the first thing I should do. So start here and go into everything else, because this is what's going to feed into the people that you're talking to. It's this that's going to come through you into them. It's this that's going to answer their questions. It's this that's going to fill you with what you need to be able to talk to them. So you go to your prayer quad, you go to your home group, you get all the support you need. There are Bible apps you can get on your phone. There are audio versions of the Bible that you can buy on CD. I've got one that I read, listen to in my car. It's fantastic. It's read by, now I can't remember his name, David Suchet. That's it. His version of reading the Bible. The guy has got an amazing voice for reading the Bible. It's incredible. The whole Bible, and he's basically just read it, had it recorded, and now you can listen to it. It's brilliant. You can listen to it in your car. So that you can do all of your quiet times. Ultimately, you need to be doing stuff that's going to connect you with God. This is your training time. This is the time when you're getting yourself ready to step out to evangelize, to step out into groups of people who don't know Jesus. Groups of people that the Great Commission tells us we need to be talking to, we should be talking to. So you need to be there. You need to be training for it. So then the day of the race comes, you get all the gear on, and essentially, you have a good go at it. Yeah? The one thing that all those people have got in common that ran today is they just decided to go for a run. They just decided to do it. They decided to have a go at the race. Regardless of their ability, regardless of their training level, they stepped up and they got involved. They put all that expensive gear on, all those months of running in the rain, all those months of dieting, all those months of pain, and today was the day. They stepped up and had a go. And so often in evangelism, we do all the training, we've done all the preparation, we've had all the prayer. We come to the point where it's our chance, and we go to step out, and it all falls apart. The first two steps have been great, and then we can't quite go through with it. We can't quite have that conversation. We can't quite speak to that person that we wanted to. We don't feel the moment's right, or we don't feel that it's quite opened up properly. And the thing that I really wanted to focus on with this tonight, and something that has affected me in the past, and something that I know affects people that I speak to, because it's something I hear a lot, is this feeling that I'm not good enough to share the word of God. So people will say, I don't think I did that well, or I could do this better, or I should be doing this better, and it's always a negative. And I think we look around and we see people who are really blessed evangelists. I look around this room and I see some incredible evangelists. I see people who were incredibly involved in my own journey to faith. I see people who lead student groups. I see people who lead home groups. I see people who I know are doing amazing evangelistic things. And so then you can sometimes sit there and you can sometimes think, well, maybe I'm not that good. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about God. Maybe I'll mess it up. I might get it wrong. I might say the wrong thing. I might not do it quite right. And then rather than doing something, rather than saying something, you say nothing at all. And so you don't You don't say anything to those people. And we don't communicate with those people, and we don't do it. The people racing today were all different abilities. All different abilities. So you had superstar athletes like Martin Pierce boshing it out in 41 minutes like it's nothing. Just like going out smashing it. I don't know what you ran it, Ned. See? Another superstar athlete. You had people like myself, when I ran it in sub 2 hours. But it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter. No one cares. No one cares on the day. No one cares when you watch the London Marathon. They don't care if they run it in 8 hours. They've crossed the line. That's all that matters. They don't mind that Mo Farah runs it in about 3 minutes, 30 seconds, and they've taken 8 hours. They're not thinking that at the time. They're not thinking, do you know what? Maybe I shouldn't run the race today because I know Mo's running it and he's going to run it really fast. So there's no way I can run it that fast. So I just won't bother. But we should see evangelism like this. We should see talking about God in the same way. It shouldn't matter if you're not a prime athlete. It shouldn't matter if you don't know every single word of the Bible, because it doesn't matter. All you need to do is have a go at it. All you need to do is say one thing. Because as soon as you say one thing, as soon as you open it up ever so slightly, God can do the rest of the work for you. He can't do anything if you say nothing. But if you say something, who knows what he'll do? Who knows how he can use it? And ultimately, the thing we need to remember is it's not for us. We're not doing it for him, for us. We're not evangelizing. Sorry, slip. We're not evangelizing. I got to the punchline before I finished. We're not evangelizing for us. We're evangelizing for him. It is all for him. It's all for his glory. It's all for his kingdom. It's all to bring more people to him. And he can use anything we give him. Anything and everything. So I was in this position quite a while ago, and I wasn't really talking about God, and I found myself kind of, if people asked me what I was doing at the weekends, I'd kind of like freeze up a little bit, and my friends knew I was a Christian, but outside of that circle it was sort of like need-to-know basis. You know, like someone who kind of works at MI5, basically no one knew. There were protective circles around it. So I just decided that I would just open up a little bit more about it. Just say a bit more about it. Now, I'm no earth-shatteringly amazing evangelist. I'm not like Carl Beach, who runs CVM, sort of converting, bringing like a million guys to Christ. I'm not Mike Palavacci or Jade. I'm like these people who just lead conferences with thousands of people and generate hundreds of thousands, like just incredible events. I just decided that if people asked me what I was doing at the weekend, I'd tell them I was going to church. Or on a Wednesday, if people said, what are you doing tonight? I'd tell them that I had home group. Or if I went to the CVM gathering, I'd tell them that I'd been to the gathering. Nothing more, nothing like shattering, not calling like a work-based prayer meeting or anything like that, just literally letting people know that I went to church. You know, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go and see a friend from church running the Cardiff 10K. As simple as that. Now, all it does is it just opens a door. It just gives people an opportunity to ask a question. It just gives people an opportunity to say something. Something disparaging, something questioning, something like, oh, have a nice time. You never know what's going to happen. And an example of this would be, there was a guy at my work, and he knew that I was a Christian, and I'd said a few times I was going to church, and over the months we would talk about loads and loads of rubbish, and then one day he came up to me and said, I've got a question for you. And I was like, oh, here we go. This is probably the moment. He said, I wish I'd had your number the other night. And I was like, oh, why is that? And he said, well, I'm an atheist, and I've always been an atheist. I was like, right. And he said, but I was sat there thinking the other night, and I've decided that there's absolutely no way that this world could have been created from the Big Bang. So something must have made it. I was like, right, that's not the question I was ready for, but, and this is where we come back to training. Had my training been better, I probably would have been more ready for that question. But the point I'm making is, I opened the door slightly, and he decided to kick it open and stride straight into the room. Now, if I had never told him I was going to church, he never would have been able to ask that question. Now, there are some people who can just open the gospel up. There are some people who can just talk about the Bible in the most amazingly inspiring way. They just can. And it's a real gift. But don't judge yourself as unworthy if you don't think you can. The trick is, don't judge yourself for it. Just put it out there a bit. Just have a chat about it. Just say you're going to church. Say you're going away for the weekend with the guys from church. Anything like that. And don't forget that we are evangelizing for God. It's not about us. It's about God. Now, some of you might sit there and say, well, that's all well and good, Mike. It is about God. But I'm not good enough for God, and I'll disappoint God, and I won't do a good enough job for God, and then God will be cross with me. Well, there's two answers I've got for that. There are millions of answers against that in the Bible, but there's two. One is the song we sang tonight, Oh, How He Loves Us, a song that is full of God's love for us, just pouring out to us. And secondly, Psalm 139 from verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. He already knows. He already knows what we're like as an evangelist. He already knows our strengths. He already knows our weaknesses. He already knows how much we love him. He just wants us to have a go. And we should. But as I said, it's too easy to look to the person next to you and think, well, I'm not quite as good at them. And for me, evangelizing, much like love running, it's not about success or failure. It's not a definable, yes, you got that right, no, you got that wrong. It's just about having a go. It's just about trying. It's just about talking to someone. You know, you might have a conversation with someone and they might say, oh, that's really interesting, thanks a lot, and walk off. And you might think, well, what was that? But 2 months later, they might walk down the road into a church and find a relationship with God that started in the conversation that they had with you. I had a conversation with Chris Collins before I became a Christian about finding a church, about finding an Alpha course, about what it was like to become a Christian, about everything about God, all of my doubts. And now I'm stood here talking in the church that he's the pastor of about evangelizing and comparing it to Cardiff Love Running. So quite frankly, you never know where the conversation you have will lead someone to. You can never tell the impact that you are going to have simply by telling someone that you go to church. And if you say to someone, I go to church, and then you lead your life in a way that they can admire, that they can see. So if you are a positive person in a negative workplace, if you're not that person who gets involved in all of that in-work gossip or in-uni gossip or all that gossip that we get, if you stand out, then that in itself is evangelistic. And you're not even saying a word then. You're just living your life. And they'll see it, and they can admire it, and they can look to it. And so to conclude, be prepared. You know, think about it. Pray about it. Be ready just to say to someone, when they say to you tomorrow, what did you do yesterday? Say, I went to watch a load of people from church running a running event. Or, I had a really chill day, and I went to church in the evening. Just bang it out there. Just put it out on the table. Just, you know, throw the comment out. Be honest about what you do. Be honest about who you are. You know, tell them about this part of your life. You know, train hard though. You know your stuff. Know your Bible. Get involved in the WhatsApp groups. Get involved in cell groups. Get involved in home groups. Get people praying for you. Pray for each other. Talk about it. Test yourself on those questions. Look at the hot topics. Know what's in the news. You know, watch the news. Think about your own faith in those moments. You know, there are some horrendous things happening in the world. You only need to open up the BBC news page to get a little bit of a view of the awful, awful things that are happening in the world at the moment. You know, none of it's nice. None of it's about people getting nice pink balloons and puppies for their birthday. It's all about death and destruction. And, you know, we live in a world where people are going to want to know what God's answer to that is. So have a think about that. But ultimately, just be proud of yourself. Just be proud of your achievements. Talk to people about God. Talk to people about church, and then be happy that you've done it. Don't be nervous. Don't be anxious. Don't think, oh, should I have said that I went to church? Yes, you should. It doesn't matter. It's not a controversial comment to say, I go to church. At that stage in the conversation, you're not trying to say anything at all. You're just telling them a bit about your life. That's all you're saying. And finally, never measure yourself against another person. The only person that we should be worried about what he thinks about us is God, and he loves us. That's all that matters. The only person who can judge us is God, and he's already told us what he thinks about us. Time and time and time again, he tells us he loves us. Thank you.